Blog Talk Radio.
You clean dishes as you cook to save time and stay ahead of the mess. But scrubbing still takes time. Now there's Dawn Power Wash Dish Spray, the faster, easier way to clean as you go. It cleans grease 5 times faster. On easy messes, just spray, wipe, and rinse. On tough messes, the spray-activated suds cut through grease on contact without water. Just wipe and rinse. Get dishes done faster. Dawn Power Wash Dish Spray. Spray, wipe, rinse.
Nigeria. Peace and blessings to the world, wherever you are, whatever country you are in. I thank you for your support on listening to the show. Tonight I have for you an interview with my sister, Velma Garrett, better known in the ring as Baby TNT, the first black woman to be referee in professional boxing and wrestling. Let's hear her powerful story. Help me honor her achievements, our community. We have a condition that we don't honor our elders, and many people that have given to the community. I'm bringing her story because when I heard her story, I was very appreciative. And being a woman, I am proud to understand and see what she went through. And I hope you will love the story that she's about to reveal to you. Ms. Garrett, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Ms. Garrett. How are you doing? Welcome so much. I appreciate you.
How are you doing, Sister Betsy? How are you doing?
All right. And I appreciate you coming on to give this interview. We're going to start with our first question. Can we have your name and your nickname for the arena?
My name is Velma Garrick, but my ring name was Baby TNT.
Okay. What year did you start being a referee?
In the 80s. I was the 80s baby.
And during that time, who was some of the people in the ring that you had to referee against?
Well, I had Bernard Hopkins, Calvin Cheesesteak Davis. I had the three that passed away, which would be Sweet Pea, Arturo Gatti, and Tony Martin. As far as wrestling, when I went over there, I had Caesar and I had Soul City wrestlers. And back into boxing, I had the majority of boxers, Ivan the Mighty. And it was numerous of states I went to also.
Yes. Okay. So Barack Obama honored you. Can you tell my listeners in what way did he honor you?
Okay. When I started out in the 80s, they was very prejudiced towards females. And that's what made me just stay in the game and don't quit. But it took me till 2016 to get the award for breaking the sports record. And that award came from President Obama, plus my belt.
Yes. Was there anything that he said to you when he gave you the award, Baby TNT?
Well, first of all, he couldn't believe it because of my height. You know, and the guys that I had, like if you look at K.O. Lewis and those big ones like that, he looked at them and, oh, she's so small. It was like almost unbelievable. But what President Obama did was interview the boxing and the wrestling communications with and did a lot of communications with them. They the ones brought back that, yes, this lady was out there.
Oh, wow, yes. Could you tell my listeners how many licenses did you have in both of the sports?
I had 7 in boxing and 2 in wrestling.
Wow. Wow. Can you tell us how you were treated by the sports industry back then and in the present today?
Back then, it was, like, terribly hard on women, completely hard on women. But as it went on and on, as long as you didn't quit the game and stayed in there, you could make it easier for the other females that wanted to step in the ring and do it. So that's why I gathered my time and went in there, and no matter what I went through, I stayed in there, and then I had females come in behind me.
Oh, that's really wonderful. So what do you think today about the females in the sport today, like the boxing and kickboxing, far as them getting equal pay with the men of today in the same sports?
Well, in a way, it seems like it's not that way because you got some girls out there that's really bad, but they're not getting the recognition that they need. And this is, like, kind of hard because actually boxing or wrestling, you know, especially boxing, is hard. And what they have to do is keep their chin up and just keep moving. You got to keep moving on. You can't stop and get into an altercation with them. You just keep moving on.
Yes, thank you. How many awards do you have, Ms. TNT?
I got over 60 awards.
Ooh.
It's over 60 because it's from across the United States, not just Philadelphia.
Yes. Can you give us a little idea of some of the awards that you received?
Okay. In Atlanta, when I received, you know, the girl that broke the record in professional boxing and wrestling, I received that award from Atlanta and from California. Then Black Women in Sports Foundation, they gave us the award. The female that broke the record, that award was given up.
Yes.
Excuse me, am I offline a little bit?
No, you're fine. You're fine. I hear you very well.
Okay, then I got all the awards from the Eagles, the 76ers, the Phillies, and you know, from Philadelphia.
Oh, okay, that's wonderful. You know, a lot of people, many people, you probably know you in Philadelphia. But why is it that many around the world don't know who you are?
To me, it seems like it was a hidden, you know, was hidden because I made Essence. I made the Black History books. I made it all across the United States, but I never got a kickback to come back to me, but I didn't stop. I just kept going.
Can you tell our listeners about you teaching teens that were in the criminal system? Now, you told me you had done this for 9 years. And could you explain what you did and how many graduated from your program?
Okay, what happened was to take these students out of public schools that were starting violence, shooting, really hurting teachers and everything, they brought out the CEPs. What they do is you can come to CMP and you can stay there until you're 25. Because if you was a criminal or whatever, you have to go to CEP, not a regular public school. So when I stepped into it, I stepped out of nursing because when Medical College of Pennsylvania Hospital closed down, I was not starting over nursing 1 year again. I went into criminal justice and took over with these guys. I'm the only teacher in history ever to have 50 criminals. My class held 50 criminals each time. With all the power I put in there, I had 400 and something going in service, and I had 90-something paramedics here in Philadelphia that took the test and everything for that. But you had to take out a lot of time with the kids that you bring out of CEP.
Yes, and something that's really not being done today in our environment as far as for the youth. You also have a degree in nursing, and you have another degree, a bachelor's in criminal justice?
Yes.
So, let me see. Can you tell us what did you do for the fire department here?
I was the teacher for the fire department because I was the IV team lead in Philadelphia, pretty good, in fact, exceptional with IV. I taught the firefighters, and I got on the trucks with them to show them how we get these lines in. And it was a real nice award I won from the fire department.
Yes. I need to ask you about Mayor. Is it Governor Rizzo or Mayor Rizzo?
It was Mayor Rizzo.
Mayor Rizzo. You got a recognition from Mayor Rizzo, of all people. You know, when I came to Philadelphia and I heard the stories about Rizzo, but you actually received an award of recognition from Rizzo. Can you speak on that?
Yes. Yes, because back then at that time, we was coming through protesting for the senior citizens. And no matter how we got beat, struggled, or whatever, we just kept going and I wouldn't stop. When it wound up in the end, the senior citizens won, and then that's when I got the award from Mayor Rizzo. That's why it's me and him and his mother, everybody's on the picture, and he's around me. And that's when I received that award.
Okay, brothers and sisters, we are out of Lagos, Nigeria. Dial 516-453-9133. Press that 1 if you want to speak to Miss Baby TNT. We're going to continue with our questions. What would you to say to the youth in our country and around the world today? Because we're seeing a lot of violence from the teenagers and youth today. What would you like to say to them?
Well, first of all, Philadelphia, you know, I can only speak for Philly, but they're going to have to come out and bring these CDs back. They're going to have to bring stuff back to bring these kids back around because these children now is out of control. They've been out of public school for almost 2 years, and it's like a nightmare. And now they done become very violent. You know, every day is violence, every day with the kids, and that's sad. That's why I'm going back out there as Ms. Garrett to try to help so we can succeed with these kids.
Yes, and I'm probably going to be right with you.
Oh, I would love that.
Guys, if you would like to speak to her, please press 1. Right now, we have caller number 1 in queue. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, caller Sister Bessie.
Hi, how are you? Who am I speaking with?
It's E. Davis.
Hi, sweetheart. This is a fellow host on our show. I hope you enjoying the interview. Do you have any questions for Ms.
TNT? No, I'm just soaking in the information. I marvel at all your accomplishment, TNT. I'm proud of you as a woman and as a black woman. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks a lot.
Yes,
thanks
ma'am.
A lot.
And
okay. All right, sweetheart. And could you tell us when your show is on?
My show is on, I believe, April the 15th, Strictly Business with E. Davis. And we definitely discuss finances and side hustles on how to build your brand.
All right. Thank you, my dear, and thank you for your support.
And it was very nice talking with you.
Okay, we got a, let's see. Can you tell our listeners how you came through an accident that almost could have left you paralyzed?
Yes. I took a struggle because of being such a big nurse before they had to do the surgery. I went through the suffering so that I can learn how to walk and everything again. And eventually it all came around because I got right back in sports and start working out so that I can walk normally. And I don't have a problem with it now.
Yes, and your how long was your recovery?
10 years.
Whoa. Mercy. Miss TNT, we have another calling in queue. Caller number two, who am I speaking with?
This is Angela. I'm calling out of Myrtle Beach. I just wanted to call in and let you know that I'm enjoying this show, and I want to congratulate your guest on all her accomplishments because I've never heard of her, and I'm just soaking it all in. I'm here in South Carolina, and it's sad that we don't find out about our black people. It's sad that you've made all these accomplishments, and it's just not recognized all over the world. It should be recognized. I'm proud of you, and thank you for all that you have done and the things that you will continue to do. And thank you, Sister Bessie, for all that you do for the network.
All right. Thank you so much. Do you have a question for my guest?
Well, now that we're talking about your recovery, what was this process like? 10 years of recovery, I know it had to have been a lot of discouragement along the way. So how was this journey for you?
Well, the journey was extremely hard because if you're supposed to be in the hospital for a day surgery and you wake up, you're almost gone. It took a lot out of my life. But in order for me to survive, I had to do what I did to survive through this because there was 10 operations performed. They had to put pieces back on. There was nothing completely out of the body. So when people see me now, they do not believe that I ever had one injury. And that was because I took the struggle to get where I'm at today.
Well, I thank you. I thank you for pressing and not giving up. So thank you so much.
Oh, no, I didn't give up. And now that these kids is like this, like Fiery, Miss Garrica, you know, I have to get back out there to help a little bit. You know, I have to do something.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. And I will be following you guys because I definitely, however I can play a part, I want to be a part.
Oh, okay.
So thank you.
Beautiful.
And I will continue to listen.
Okay, Angela, can you tell us the day and time of your show, please?
Yes, ma'am. My show is Walk in Purpose with Angela, and I'll be back on April the 7th at 9:30 p.m.
Okay, thank you, and thank you for your support. Be blessed. All right, guys out of here, this is Sister Bessie's Front Porch. You're hearing this story. So please press 1 so you can talk to my guests and find out about the gift that has been among us. You know, we have a tendency to ignore our elders in our community. We have a tendency to abuse the elders in our community. This sister here has given to the community, and this is what we as elders strive to be. We want to see a change in our youth today. This is the reason why I brought this story on. And I feel like she's a blessing to the community. Ms. TNT, I got another question for you.
Okay.
Okay. My sister, can you tell our listeners how they can learn about you and your achievements? Do you have some kind of website, anything
well,
that they can learn?
I have both my websites, but once I bring the party post office, is going, you know, the sites is going to go. But if they wanted to look up the sites on Facebook and Instagram, it's just under Velma Garrett.
Wonderful. Oh, I invite all of you to go and honor her and check out her information on herself. We have another caller, caller number 3, peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, peace, peace and abundant divine blessings. You're speaking to Huni Barkatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man. But real, how you doing, Mother Sister Bessie?
Hi, peace, Brother Huni.
And
do you
peace
have
and
any...
abundant divine blessings, is it baby TNT?
Yes.
Well, I definitely give thanks and to all in all for your presence and all the things that you were able to achieve. Praying that you'll achieve even more. I want to speak on behalf of the youth and much respect for definitely obviously a warrior, a real fighter in yourself, baby TNT, and we already know how Mother Sister Bessie get down, okay? But as far as the youth, see, we have been studied a long time, and they knew. Because it's one of those things I penned many years ago, but I never actually released it. It was called self-inflicted. They knew that they was going to have to pay. I'm talking about the captives, the people who wreaked havoc on this entire planet Earth, especially right here on the shores of America. And they had convinced themselves and each other and the rest of the world that they can get away scot-free without paying for that, right? Now, mm-hmm. many of the ancestors, which is not recognized as a Holocaust, but call it what you want. Let them have that, right? But the people that was in captivity for over 400 years and counting went through one of the most hellacious things that you can imagine, right? And
mm-hmm.
they knew that, you know, with all the prayers and the people that died, they knew that they were going to have to pay for that one way or another in this life,
mm-hmm.
right? So this
yeah.
is why they did a concentrated effort to, you know, create these programs and the projects and stuff like that so they can stick the children that will be born amongst us that would be able to not just, they want to accept no excuse, no apology, nothing. And this is all, you know, what's being looked at as anger. These are people that's returning back in this day and time to take a vengeance. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But see, with self-infliction, they did a good job in creating such a hellhole and putting them in certain areas, primarily what's being called the ghetto, the project area,
mm-hmm.
right? And so the only thing that they can do is implode, just like a building. And
yes.
they see, you know, from the disrespect to the women and all kind of things going on, they want to keep that confined because they know that if they was ever to release that amongst the people that really deserve it, they wouldn't stand a snowball chance in the hell that they built.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Brother Huni, for your comment. Do you have a question for my guest?
No, I just want to say thank you so much, and I am looking forward to finding out more about you. I give thanks to ONE Dynasty, and I give thanks to Blog Talk Radio for this to be recorded, documented, so we can, you know, play it back, and it's here forever, okay? But while you're here, I want to say what can we do to even support you and get that out there? And my last comment I want to say, please stop, not for you, but the on listener. We as a people got to stop depending on the people that's been controlling the media that
mm-hmm.
only want to put out things in their favor. It's no excuses
yeah.
with all the with all the avenues that we have. You understand? All the avenues that we have, we got more than enough people that's capable of sharing our own story without his, you know, without his version of it. We got to break
mm-hmm.
that dependency. And for the life of me, this is something that the average person I come in contact with don't want to. They want to be dependent on other people doing things for them that they don't take time to do for themselves. It's no excuse for it. The same way,
yeah.
and look it up, the same way that they put out all of these images of Jesus and the angels and everything holy and good in their image, right? They got the power to do that, right? They even got some people that's going to act and portray all of these stories of goodness, but we won't take time to do it.
Yes.
With all of the, you know, brilliant actors and actresses and stuff that we have. And they wonder why it's so much hate amongst ourselves, because most of the time we don't see ourselves as something great. And if we do, it comes off as hate. And that's another lie. Okay? So I just wanna do what I can to find out more about you, Baby TNT, and try to see how I can do more to even, you know, promote and get the word out there. You know, other people, you know, I want to be one of the ones that's going to just, and thank you, Sister Bethany, but I also want to be one of the ones that's going to be able to share your story while you're here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you so much, Brother Hooney. Tell us.
You're welcome.
Tell us when your show is and what time.
Yes, my show is coming up next Thursday, and it's time for me to kick it up another notch, right? And I'll be speaking about the celestial terrestrial beings. And I got, you know, a couple of other special guests, but one of them I'm really wanting to take time to highlight, and that's the Almighty Enor Malik, or Malik, okay? And that'll be 9:30 next week, April the 8th. At 9:30, and the name of my show is We Will Aware You.
Okay. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much for your support. All right. We're still here. We're waiting on calls. Press that one so you can speak to my guest because, you know, we, like I said before, we have not honored a lot of people that came before us, and they may be right in our community. And I chose to do this because we need to uplift each other. Young and old need to uplift each other. And this is why Miss Barry came on. I wanted her to tell her story. We're going to have a track coming up, and Miss TNT, would you hold on? We'll be right back.
Okay.
No tracks. We'll get these callers on, Bessie, because this young lady, first of all, is outstanding. No. It's okay. All I know is there's a wonderful thing that comes up in the situation. This young lady has, you know, you're talking about Ivan Robinson from Philadelphia, right? Right, Sister Garrett? A great fighter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you were there. And we really appreciate you, what you've done. Being to break fighters apart and say, listen, follow the rules, man, you know, forget, like you heard me say before the show, Velma, forget your gender. You know, forget all that. You are a human being that took control of the situation, and we love you. And thank you so much for what you've done for us.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Because it was a struggle, but that's the way I, you know, come out and I do it for society alone. Because my first effort was when I come out as the Crusader, it was for the senior citizens. My second one was to get these kids in school and get them out of here, you know, without them taking over schools. So, yes, I did a lot for Philadelphia for it to be overlooked like it was. It was sad. I was very proud of President Obama because he couldn't believe it, you know. But, yes, the world did a lot. I did a lot for Philadelphia.
You know, the key is that, you know, a lot of people, you got little girls that would even dream to be, you know, a sister. How about this? The dream to be a referee in a world championship fight. How about that?
Yes.
You know, and like Rudy McIntyre just said, and you know, Ansel Thomas just said, I didn't know who you were. I didn't know you existed.
No, see.
Imagine that.
No, see, I had big boys. And it's sad because I had all the big boys. I mean, I had them all. And once they interviewed Larry Holmes, He said she's the best referee I've ever seen in my life. She's better than them guys. I'm a trauma nurse. I know how to work the body and all that. So that's what made it so big. But I had a lot of the big boys. And what kind of got me on the edge was my first fight pro was Bernard Hopkins. I thought it was going to be Calvin Davis. You know, a guy my size. It was Bernard
right.
Hopkins. And after Bernard right. Hopkins, they was in the line asking for that girl referee. No, we went to girl. So they
no, it's crazy. The executioner.
Right.
I mean, you know, a person
right,
that,
Bernard,
you know, second only to marvelous Marvin Hagelin, may he rest in peace, in defending titles.
Yes.
How about that? How about that, Velma?
Pardon me?
I said, how about that, Velma? I mean, second only to marvelous Marvin Hagelin in defending the middleweight title.
Oh, we love I love all them guys. All them guys are good to me. And I couldn't believe he passed away. And I was like, oh, God, you know. But they were some good guys back then, you know.
Yeah. Sister Bessie, I had to come on and talk to her. You know, I hope you don't mind. You know what I mean? Some people mind when I come on the radio. But I don't really care. But Sister Bessie, I appreciate you coming on and let me talk to Velma. Because she touched a whole lot of lives and a lot of great prize fighters. How about that, Sister Bessie?
Yes.
And never got any
yes,
credit
yeah.
for it until President Obama heard about it. Then the girl got the
yeah.
credit. What happened?
Well, you know what though? I'm gonna tell you right now, Velma. You know, God gave you that credit when you're able to be who you are.
Yes.
No president, no human being that has blood in their veins. God gave you the credit, and you were blessed to have, you know, an executive person in the world like Barack Obama. Be able to give you that accolade. And you know what? We got
and
another caller. Hey.
Yes.
Come on, caller.
Peace and blessings. Who am I speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Unmute your phone. Yes. Hi, dear. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling?
Hi, this is Lena Blue calling from Collegeville, PA.
Yes, hi, Lena Blue.
Hi there. I didn't hear the unmute.
Okay.
I want to say hello to you. I'm enjoying your show, as always, and also want to greet your wonderful guest, Ms. Baby T&T. I love that.
Yes.
Nice meeting you, too.
Nice meeting you too. And I had a couple questions, if I could. I wanted to know who was your biggest influence when you were coming up? Like who influenced
mm-hmm.
you that you feel like, you know, led to what you did as a career and your time out there getting things done?
Okay, what had happened was, you know, doing trauma all the time, nursing it, I said I gotta get into something, find me something that I like. So I was going to do the radio stations first, the rap and all. Then I didn't do it. I went into boxing and wrestling because it was so much, it take off so much pressure. Once you finish work, you go in, you do your training, then you go on home. So that's why I chose boxing and wrestling. Because the first female that came out of wrestling, in order for me to become number one, I would have to do boxing and wrestling because it's on the same card. So that's why I did it, because so much pressure where you work at, but, you know, when you go out there, you're doing your fights, you wrestle out, it was a lot of fun. So that's what drove me into getting into that sport.
Oh, I see. Wow. So the other question I had was, what is your favorite memory of, you know, you refereeing either boxing or wrestling matches? Like, what's your favorite? What is the story that you always tell? Like, who was that?
See, I couldn't pick one out because when I learned, you know, really, because I kept breaking up, the referee got together, took me in the back. They said, man, you don't do it, somebody's going to hurt you and all that. So then when they lowered me down to teach me that, every wrestling box was called. They say we wouldn't hurt, and they would twice my size also. But the guys did teach me, you stay against the ropes, get out of there, and you know you do it. So I began to really love it. you know, and I was sick of wrestling.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And one last question, like, what was your, what weight did you box at? Like, what class, weight class?
I was about 120 pounds.
Whoa.
I had to get about 120 because I had heavy weights and all. I was like, okay, let me go into a gym somewhere where I can go do these heavy weights and see how you do them. But I never had a fighter my size. That's what kind of upset me because I thought I was going to get a banner weight or a flat weight. They little like me. All, everybody I had was thicker than me. But I came through it.
That's amazing. Wonderful. Everything you've done is wonderful, and I really, I congratulate you. I do.
Thank you. That's truly appreciated.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Lena. Can you, and thank you for your support and your questions to my guests. Can you let us know when your show is and your time?
Absolutely. My show is Awakening the Goddess, and it will air, the next time it will air will be April 14th at 9:30 p.m.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, dear. Thank you. Peace and blessings. Baby TNT, I have another question to ask you. What does it mean to you to be noticed now for what you have done and achieved? What does it mean to you?
Well, right now, it means a lot to me, even though, you know, you might have wanted it before all this. But, yes, I really, you know, love it because the achievement now with the recognition, I didn't even know it ever would come. But it is coming.
Yes. And you also, man, brothers and sisters out there, you know, Miss TNT told me about a song that was recorded for her. And because of her treatment, she never played that song. But when I listened to that song, it describes her to a T. And in fact, it was her niece and two rappers that put it together. I'm hoping that one day she will put it on her site so you all can listen to. But that, you talking about the Eye of the Tiger? You got to listen to this song that was made for her. And Miss TNT?
Yes.
Is it anything that comes to your mind that you would like to say to the people out there, the world, that is probably giving up on life and giving up in their spirit about who they are and this environment we living in the pandemic? Do you have anything that you would like to say to them? To strengthen them?
Well, I feel as though we are going to have to get back out there and get a lot of this together, because living like this is not safe and it's terrible. But we are going to have to get back out on the streets and everything and get back with these kids and society so we can get some of this back together. But everybody has to put in for this. It's just not given to you. You have to put into it, and that's what we need. We need no more children shot or killed. We need to be out there helping them. And that's the way I feel.
And I forgot to ask you, how long were you in the ring? When you did the boxing and the wrestling, how long, how many years was that?
Almost 20, because I started, came out in the 80s, and I came out in 2004.
Wow. Mm. So, brothers and sisters out there, you hear this story. You have heroes among you. It's time for us to recognize them, give them support, support your elders, and remember your ancestors. Because without the ancestors, we wouldn't be here today. So if anyone else, before we decide to stop the broadcast, if you would like to speak to Baby TNT, please press 1 now. 516-453-9133 out of Lagos, Nigeria. So brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment, WW Blog Talk. So if you would like to speak to her and honor her, please push 1 now. And I would also like to thank Ms. Garrett for your interview and what you have done for the community. I hope everybody comes out and support what you want to do for the youth today. And I hope that youth are out there listening to a hero story. And she's a Black woman. So I wish that you would take her story in your heart and uplift yourselves and be proud of yourselves. So, Brother O, do we have another call online? If not.
Well, first of all, thank you so much, Velma Garrett, for coming on this program tonight. You know, I've seen your work, you know, on Showtime and HBO, and you were strict when it came down to the rules of this wonderful, you know, Marquee of Queensbury, right? Boxing, the Sweet Science. Thank you so much what you've done for us. You know what I mean? And, you know, it will stand the test of time, and you still telling your story. How about that, Velma?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Because you have to tell them.
You know, it's wonderful, and we appreciate you coming on Orange Dynasty tonight. And thank all the people that listen tonight to this wonderful show that was brought to you by Sister Bessie the Truthster and The Front Porch. And, of course, tomorrow night on these only stations, we have Home Sports Nation again, okay, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time on these ONE stations, and of course, then the network has advertised to ONE, which is on the deli and goes to the flash, reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Ngozi Primetime 1 at Damon.com. We're in Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli Ngozi at Pinterest and Google+. Ola Deli Malina Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, The Front Porch, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated online now network established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, that goes with my@gmail.com. And I am the moment and father, trade producer, Ola Deli Malina Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Sister Bessie, you got 2 minutes left to go in the program.
I want to thank all of your support all around the world, and I would like to thank my special guest, my interview with Velma Garrett, Baby TNT. I am proud to know her. I am proud to know her story, and I wish you would support her in her endeavors, and I wish the youth would take heed and listen and support her. And support your elders. Stop being so abusive to your elders. It's time for us to change as a people around the world and in this nation. It's time for a change. Much love and peace to you. And thank you, Velma, again. Peace and blessings to everyone.